gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Welcome to Java Good Morning, a morning show podcast hosted by two dumb idiots. I'm your host, Julia Young, and I am joined, as usual, with my co-host, Mike Camerlingo. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Julia, how's it going? I was hoping you weren't...
Oh, dear.
Guinness. Well, can you tell from the sound of my voice that I'm hungover?
You sound like shit.
You know when you wake up and you really try to get your voice right. You're like you maybe sing a song or you're just like talking in the shower.
La la la.
You're doing voice exercises. Yeah. I've been doing this all day and I just can't. You know, we're recording this on Monday after the Super Bowl, and
which is basically your Christmas plus your Valentine's Day combined.
I spent all weekend being like, you know, the Super Bowl should really be on a Saturday night, which it should be. I don't get why it's not. What are we doing
that's
Sunday
true.
Night? Come on.
I think a lot of people call in sick on Monday after the Super Bowl. I feel like that's a thing to do.
It's a bummer of a day if you really want to, because it's like, you know, you're not out of the winter yet. It's just February 8th. You got nothing to look forward to. I mean,
this is not happy times. Yeah.
No, it's not a happy time. It's always one where you're kind of like, oh, okay, that ended. And now, you know, you can't even go to like a restaurant. I'm starting off
sucks.
Too negative right now. I'm too negative.
Yeah, we are. Let's get a little positive. We're going to talk all about the Super Bowl. But first, a reminder to like us. I mean, as people, but also like, you know, the podcast itself, rate, review it on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to us on all of those platforms, you know, and email us javagoodmorning@gmail.com. We're getting some nice emails and, you know, we love our fans, our morning people. So we can start off by reading a fan mail from one of our Java heads. Do you want to do that?
And he had a recommendation on what to call the fans, right?
Exactly. Or a sign off. So this is from Todd, a fan of our pod. Todd. Pod, that rhymes. So he says he wants to brainstorm with us and thinks a sign off should be Javamos, as in Java. Am I not getting this?
What if like the Enrique Iglesias song where you go Javamos, let the rhythm take you up? You know, maybe he's thinking that.
Javamos. Oh, I love that. And okay, thank you, Todd.
Just as an aside, it should come as no surprise to anybody that I am a huge Enrique Iglesias fan.
Oh, you're one of the biggest.
So I would say. I love him. I love the man.
Yeah.
I looked up one of his videos maybe like 6 months ago. It had like 600 million views. That guy is international.
He always has been. I don't think anyone would say he's not an international hit, you know, success. But he's wildly famous, Mike.
But yet, I'm like,
this shouldn't be shocking.
I'm doing one of those things where I'm like, you know, I feel like this Barack Obama guy, a lot of people know him, you know?
A lot of people, this guy Brad Pitt, like, handsome, huh? Oh, boy.
I like to do that. Just state a real popular thing and just pretend like you invented
it. Pretend it's so controversial. Yeah. I like that.
You guys ever try a sandwich? Ooh, this is pretty interesting.
Oh, I mean, there's stuff in between the bread. It's like, hello, has anyone tried this before? It's like how Jay Leno talks.
Hear about this?
But thank you to Todd. We're glad you enjoyed the pod, Todd. And you also suggest we should have a travel segment. Newsflash, Todd. Where are we going to travel? Okay.
I can give you an update from the basement. There was a really big bug I saw the other day, and it scared the shit out of me. And so that I don't know. Maybe that's something.
How many legs?
There was a lot of legs, and I gasped.
Six.
I went, oh! And then I ran away.
Yeah, I do a lot of gasping when I see bugs.
I can kill a bug if I know like what I'm dealing with. But once they start, you know, going diagonal, like jumping off the wall, I'm out.
I cannot kill roaches. I will panic. I cannot kill a cockroach. Small spiders maybe. Those crazy bugs that have a million legs and they look fluffy. I can kill those. No problem. They turn to dust when you smush them.
Yeah. Would you rather have cockroaches or like a mice, like some mice?
I want to say mice. I don't know why.
I hate them both, dude. Living in New York,
I've
seen them all. So, man, cockroaches
suck.
It's bad.
Though with mice, though, it's like, okay, if you have a glue trap, then what? You have to waterboard them to kill them, right?
Because
then
they're just stuck and squeaking. One of the most disturbing things I ever had to do is we had an apartment my wife and I used to live in.
Trigger warning.
My old lady. We had a mouse and we couldn't kill it. None of the snap traps worked. None of them. So I was like, fucking fine. Let me get this little glue trap. And ooh. I wake up and at 6 a.m. and the thing's going like, and it's like trying
screaming, trying to
yeah. gnaw its own leg off. And it was the most disturbing thing I ever saw. I would never use one of those again. And
127 hours with a mouse.
It was
really horrifying.
And then I tried to pick it up and put it in a bag and it was all sticky and I couldn't get it off the thing and I had to throw it. And then
big nightmare.
Goddamn nightmare. And that's why I can't sleep at night.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the night terrors. I mean, you have night terrors. I have night sweats. And together, you know, we should be in therapy more than once a week.
You know, one of these times we should get some kind of sleep specialist on the show because
I would love a sleep specialist.
I would love to get some professional advice without paying for it. So maybe we can be like, oh, you can reach our new audience. Maybe you'll get some clients and also deal with our shit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, if you are a sleep specialist, if you know one, javagoodmorning@gmail.com. We'd love to interview you and get free medical-based advice.
And you can, like, try out a bunch of weird theories on me because I have so many fucking random things I'm doing in the middle of the night. Like, you can, like, experimental stuff. Like, I'll shock myself before I go to sleep. You can do whatever you want. Let's try it out on me.
Wait, this actually reminds me. You were in my dream last night, Mike, and you were really rude to me.
God,
you were rude to me. Yeah. I meant to tell you this. Really nasty attitude. I don't remember what happened. And even if I did, I wouldn't explain my dream on air because there's nothing I hate more. But yeah, I just want to let you know, don't appreciate your attitude in my dream.
You know, explaining dreams is like, it sucks. No one wants to hear about them. But don't you always feel like you have to tell someone if they were in your dream?
You have to because it's almost flattering.
Right.
It's like, oh, wow, you were on my mind. Like, oh, wow, obsessed much? But again, I had to tell you because you were a really nasty, nasty guy. So that's on you.
Maybe that means that you really deep down, you have negative thoughts about me.
I don't think it's deep. I really feel like it's like that's pretty shallow.
I love when people try to break down like what your dreams mean. It's like, no, it just meant I had like 6 cookies before I went to bed. And I have a warped brain. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you, folks. You know, we have some big news before we jump into the content corner. Mike, you were interviewed on a TV show. Is this true? Is this correct?
So, fun little fact, we're doing a morning show podcast. I was on an actual morning show.
Oh my God, this is so meta. I love it.
WGN in Chicago.
Chicago.
Had a couple of the, one of the hosts follows me on Twitter. No big deal. Ever hear of the website?
Ever hear of it?
He was like, hey, I want to come on and we'll show some of your videos and you can talk about 60 second classics. And I was like, are you kidding me? This is a goddamn dream come true.
Amazing.
So it was a great experience. The funniest part was right before I went on air, there was a producer, because it was live. And right before I went on air, the producer was in my ear and she was like, she's like 30 seconds to air. There's a chance we cut away to the mayor of Chicago because we're waiting to hear on a school announcement. I was like, what? So that threw me for a loop. So it didn't happen.
You almost got bumped.
Didn't happen. I kind of wish it did. Wouldn't that be funny if they're like, hey, Mike Kimmerling from 60 Second Classics. We got to go to the mayor, though. That would have been funnier.
Is it Lori Lightfoot? Is that the mayor?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. She's always doing stunts.
That would be a stunt to just knock me off the fucking air.
But that's very exciting. Congratulations.
I'm
very happy for you.
So
very cool.
Now my thing is like, okay, I was on the morning show in Chicago. Now, how do I get on one in Boston and not as a guest? Like, how do I be like that guy on the morning show who's like, hey, Mike's out in outside of Fenway Park trying to see what Dunkin' Donuts tastes like? You know what I mean? Like, how do I be that guy?
You want to be the doofus bro news anchor?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I want that for you, but I think you'd have to get up really early in the morning to do that.
The show I was on started at 4 a.m., Julia.
No, man, that's not cool.
Thankfully, I was like the last segment, but they do a show from 4 to 10, so they must get into the studio at 3 maybe. So do they even sleep?
Yeah. Well, it's like, you have the kind of lifestyle where you're like, sorry, I can't go out. I have to go to bed at 8 o'clock. Like, I don't want that life,
right,
you know?
Right.
Which is why our morning show podcast is not taped in the mornings. It's designed for you to listen to it in the mornings. And we have gotten some tips from listeners. It still holds. If you listen to this podcast in the afternoon, it still works.
Yeah, we were suggesting the cutoff was 11:30 a.m., but someone said, hey, I listened to it before dinner. And all the ha-has are still the same. So
the ha-has are the same. They don't go stale.
Ha-has. Yeah, so, you know, listen whenever you want.
It's nice. So,
you know, whatever.
Yeah. Do you want to bring up, I know, we, you know, your high of the week, which was being on the show, but then you had a low, which is you got called out for a big mistake you made on the show, I didn't catch because I don't care about music.
I didn't catch it when I was even listening back to the podcast. But in my defense, when I listen back to the podcast, I don't even listen. I just I kind of have it on and I, you know. I put a couple.
You're listening for big farts that might have come through.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm only listening for like two things, and the content is not one of them.
So let's explain this huge, huge fuck up you did. You mixed up Peter Gabriel and
Phil Collins. So the story I told, if you listened to the last episode, I did put a disclaimer in the front of it afterwards because I was so, you know, I was bummed with myself. But I was telling a story about Phil Collins, and I, for some reason, I'm saying Peter Gabriel, and I'm saying it so confidently, and I don't know where Peter Gabriel came from. I haven't thought about that guy in so long.
Were they in a band together? They were in a band together.
Were they in Genesis? No, we're going to get me called out again.
Peter Gabriel. Phil Collins. They were in a band together.
Were they in Genesis?
Genesis.
Yes, I was okay. All right.
Genesis.
So I know you're cursing at us, but we're right. We're right.
But we also need to say we're not smart people, and so you shouldn't take anything we say on this podcast literally, figuratively. You shouldn't even listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So a listener on Twitter said he was mortified while he was listening to that, and I just got to say that's a little bit much. Mortified.
Okay, buddy, tone it down.
Come on. But I was like, oh my god, I really fucked up. I couldn't believe I did that. So that was
mortified. Is when my mom told me she started listening to this podcast, and I said, please don't do that, mom. I swear on this. And she said, okay, I won't listen.
Oh, so she backed off, or do you think she'll still listen?
She backed off. No, she backed off.
Did she start listening because your dad has a fan club on this podcast, and that's led by me?
You're a big fan of Dr. Young. She started listening, I don't know, because I guess FaceTiming with me four times a day is not enough. And usually it's me calling her, by the way. I just want to be clear. I desperately miss my mother.
Yeah. Does she ever give you the, hey, why don't you move back to Michigan talk?
Oh, of course. Constantly. Yeah. And I'm like, Mom, I work in television. What would I do? And she goes, they have TV shows here.
They have TV. They have TVs. You think you're too good for the TVs
comedy
in Michigan?
Yeah. Oh, she's desperate for me to move back.
You could teach like improv or something.
I'd rather kill myself.
I could see you like living in Ann Arbor, crushing it.
Teaching. I mean, look, the improv group I started at University of Michigan is still there, so I could be the coach of the improfessionals if I wanted to.
Why does every improv school and team name, why is it all so bad?
Well, I named it so because I started it. So, and we did have jerseys. So, you know what? This is all to say I'm proud of my legacy and go blue.
Wait, so if you went back and you're like, would they know who you were?
Absolutely not. But I would act like they should. I'd be like, pretty big of me to big. You know, it's Founders Day, you know? Like, let's big ups to the woman who started this all. And they would say, yes, and we're so happy you're here.
All right, before we talk about the Super Bowl, can I just talk about my hangover real quick? Because I feel like you called it out up front, and I just want to explain myself a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about your hangover.
This is a grown-ass man hangover, which means, you know, it's not the variety where you have a headache and you're like, oh, I'm going to throw up. Like, dude, no. That's a young man's game when you're like shotgunning beers. This is when you wake up and you go, oh, I feel like someone stuffed my head into a snowbank. Like, I can't think straight. I don't feel like I really know what's going on. That's the hangover.
Do you have COVID?
I can't
COVID
smell.
Symptoms.
I can't taste. So
let me ask what you drank last night.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
I guess my mistake would be I started drinking before I started eating. That's always a mistake.
Mm. Yeah, you're dumb. That's dumb.
I think I drank a bottle of wine. No big deal.
Red or white?
Red.
Or rosé?
Red. Red wine.
That's a headache. Yeah.
I had four. Okay. Four glasses of wine. It's pretty close to a bottle. I think they say five glasses in a bottle, but depends how generous your pour is. Four glasses of wine. I had one Guinness, and then I had a bourbon at the end of the night, which is always, that's the killer.
Ooh.
I was watching with my brother, and he's always pushing bourbon on me, and
because he's older, because he thinks that makes him interesting.
He's like, I need this, man. I need it. And who am I to say no?
Yeah, he's the older brother. You know, you're scared of him, but you revere him. I get it.
So anyway, I'm doing great right now. I did get my weekly iced coffee today because I said, God damn it, I deserve it.
Yeah, Dunkies.
So, no, I went to Starbucks. Sorry, I know you're not a fan, but
it's not local. So what did you eat though?
Oh, I had.
That's what I care about more.
I had sliders. So my brother made a bunch of food in an air fryer. That's like the big thing nowadays.
Oh God, I know. It's like the new Instapot. It's the air fryer, right?
I mean, this is kind of like the cooking, the food segment right here. But
our food segment, which we will do later. So we could put a pause in this, or we can talk about air fryers. It's your call.
I'm just gonna plow ahead and talk about air fryers because I'm fascinated by them. Because it's like I never heard about them, and now all of a sudden everybody I know is like, dude, you got an air fryer? I'm like, what? Yeah.
People are very passionate about them, and I don't understand. So you're telling me you're frying things with air? How does that work?
I don't get it. It's good for, you know, it was 18 degrees up here and snowing when the game was on, so he just made it, you know, he didn't have to go out on the grill or anything like that, and it had a little bit of a nice, you know, it kind of felt like you made it on a grill or something like that.
I don't understand it. What is it? How big is it?
I don't get it either. It's not that big. It's like a small printer. Like a small Ooh. Printer. And so,
my mouth
filled
with saliva. I don't know why when you said small printer.
I looked, there's a large printer to my right, and I looked at it and I was like, not you. Like a smaller printer.
Small print. Yeah.
But he made sliders, and then he made wings, which were really good. He like seasoned them and shit, and they're really good. But the problem is like wings, I mean, let's be honest, if I'm drinking and eating wings, I mean, that's not enough to soak up the booze.
No, you need bread. You need more bread, which I had last night. We got pizza and mozz sticks and French fries and a calzone.
Oh, yes.
I woke up today and I said, I don't want to eat anything today. I feel awful. And I didn't even drink. You know, it was just so much bread and cheese and a disappointing Super Bowl, which actually we're going to get into right now because it's time for the content corner. Wow. This is where we talk about things we've been watching, consuming. It's real exciting for us because we get to talk about ourselves.
And we get to learn about other things to watch. I've been learning some really great things you've been watching.
And, you know, we've been inspiring other people, all of our listeners, all of our morning people, right? Or our Jehovah's Witnesses, inspiring them, things to watch. So Super Bowl was last night. I thought it was quite boring, and it's upsetting that Tom Brady won again. But I will say, so someone I live with put $265 down on a series of bets, and I'm excited to announce we won $50.
Nice.
But we lost $215.
oh, so you're left with $50. So you won 50 but lost 215.
Yes. So that was exciting, and I keep on getting told by this person I live with that if Tom Brady, they'd scored one more touchdown, we would have won $3,000. But
we didn't.
So why even mention what could have happened, you know?
That's
why
a bummer, too, because they got stuffed, like, at the 6-inch line. Imagine if they scored there, you guys would have won so much money.
I don't like that sentence, stuffed at the 6-inch line. I don't like that.
Stuffed by 6 inches. Yeah, we should probably not say that.
This is why I don't want my mother to listen to
this Super Bowl. It was kind of boring. It didn't really have a flow. Yeah. On the other hand, I like my man Tom Brady. So I was happy he won.
Ugh,
looks as handsome as ever.
Well, that's because he gets injected with probably the blood of his children.
But
so.
Then it settles and he looks good. For a while, it doesn't, and then it settles. Like a couple years ago, I think he went on Kimmel after the Super Bowl, and it looked like his face, there was some wild shit going on. He does the same shit like Tom Cruise does, I feel like. They just they sleep like upside down in a
upside down. I mean, his whole TB12 method is also like, isn't it kind of controversial?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, oh,
the doctor he works with.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of does a lot of things where you're like, is that really proven by science?
I mean, it's like these women who sell essential oils on Facebook. He's the same thing. I think it's a lot of, it's a crock of shit.
But the difference is, right, it's like he's like continuing to be like play at a high level. So it's like the ladies who sell essential oils, you know,
they're playing at a very high level. Like they
my question. If they're still playing at a high level, then aren't you like, hey, maybe these oils work?
Yeah, well, okay. You know what? I can't. I feel like I can't argue with someone who's a Tom Brady stan because it's nothing I say is going to make sense. Where it's like, this guy is a cheater in a lot of ways.
I bat away none of those things. I'm like Neo in the Matrix, where I'm just like doing that back thing, and none of those bullets will hit me.
Okay, well,
I am
then
a stan. I like that. I like that term, and I think it applies to me with Tom. I've been calling him Tom now. I'm like, hey, Tom, come on, Tom.
No. I think it would have been a fun narrative if Kansas City had won. I think the refs were doing so many crazy calls on Kansas City the entire game.
You know what? That's pretty sexist of you because last night featured the first woman referee in the Super Bowl. So pretty.
Well, she was emotional, you know, very emotional is what people are saying on Twitter. So, you know.
The definitely like the first quarter had no flow. It had a bunch of weird penalties. And then Kansas City like just couldn't get into. I mean, Patrick Mahomes was just running for his life. No one seemed to be able to get open.
So many last minute throws. It was like he was procrastinating. It's like, all right, it's like very much like writing the term paper like an hour before it's due. It's like, oh, I gotta do this now. Yeah. Sometimes it worked. Most of the time it didn't. So
Tampa's defense is good. I feel like obviously everyone gives Tom a over the pants tug, which I like to do, but they have a really good defense and they just kind of manhandled Kansas City. So
I think Gronkowski is too tall, like he's too big.
He's a very large
human man.
Yeah, he's
it's
a very
scary
large
almost
man.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I thought maybe Kansas City wasn't listening to the right playlist before they came on the field. I felt like their vibe was off.
They were off. Like, I agree with that.
Yeah, they were not listening to the right playlist. So I feel like they probably listened to The Weeknd before they came on, honestly, which was a big mistake to get them pumped up because transition. The halftime show sucked. I gotta say, it was so uninteresting. If a woman had performed like this, she would have gotten panned, right? It's like he didn't do anything.
Panned is like when people are like, oh, that all sucked.
Yeah, that's a pan. Yeah.
I always try to be a little generous with my thinking of the halftime show because I'm like, okay, this is supposed to appeal to like tons of people. It's maybe not necessarily for me, like whatever, but I just couldn't get around it. Like there was no. I didn't get what it was. It felt like a music video and not in a good way. It didn't feel like a live performance.
It wasn't interesting.
Right.
It's like his whole thing with like people wearing like bandages for plastic surgery. It's like, I don't know what statement you're making, sir, but it's like, it's just so uninteresting.
Remember,
and there's no dancing. Yeah.
Remember when Bruno Mars did it and just tore the roof off the place?
Yeah, because I feel like he's an entertainer.
Oh,
you know?
He fucking crushed it.
You have to be an entertainer, like all around. Like, so her did the national. Oh no, she did America the Beautiful, right at the very beginning. And I was like, I would love to see her do the halftime show because she was very like Prince-esque, right? Of like guitar solos, amazing outfit, like you know, like that would have been incredible. But I just felt like The Weeknd was not in performer entertainer mode. You know?
I agree too. And I like some of his songs and it just felt disjointed. I feel like the whole Super Bowl kind of felt disjointed. I mean, there's like there's not a ton of people in the stands. There's like cardboard cutout things. It's just,
but there were still kind of a lot of people there. Like
I feel like they should have just went, just like embrace it. You're in Florida. Just go full Florida. Like just fucking sell the place out because just go for it because I mean you see videos of like everyone packing the streets after. It's like we all know what's gonna happen, so you might as well just like it's like letting your kids drink, right? It's like, hey, don't go out
just
to a party.
In the house.
Just do it in the house.
Yeah, you know? Just do it in the house. Just if you're gonna drive, drive my car. Yeah.
Wait, so did you guys bet on the national anthem, like the over under on that?
Wait, what do you mean bet?
Oh, so I don't know what kind of bets you guys are putting on when you said you lost 265.
It has to do with squares. Like
got it.
The digits of the, I don't know. Why? Who's betting on the national anthem?
There's all these bets like, you know, what color the Gatorade will be, how long the national anthem was. So the national anthem, the bet was a minute and 59. So if you bet under, you know, you win if it's under that. If you bet over, you win if it's over that. So it was way over. It was like 215.
Well, I mean, it was Jasmine Sullivan, who is amazing and talented, and then Eric Church, who is a country singer.
Yeah,
so
he's got a couple
like,
good tunes, but, you know.
Felt exactly like every Grammy ceremony, where they're like, let's put a classical cellist with a metal rock band, and this is a mashup, Grammys. Like, where it just is like, no, these doesn't go together.
Yeah, so I thought the national anthem was going to go short, and I had my clock out. I was like, oh, it's going to go under, and because all they had to do was the last line, and man, they strung that one out.
Hmm. Yeah, they always do.
They always do, though. They always do.
And the commercials were not great. There was a Doritos 3D commercial and with Matthew McConaughey, and I don't like him, but I will say last week I did order a 36-pack of the new 3D Doritos that are back.
That, you are a sick fuck.
I am. I also ordered 10 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, yeah. I got to get on the Girl Scout cookie thing. What's your favorite one?
I like Thin Mints. I actually ordered this year from Troop, I think it's 6,000. Girl Scout Troop 6,000 consists of Girl Scouts who are homeless and living in shelters. So all of the proceeds go to them and helping out their troop. So if anyone wants to, you know, feel good about themselves while they gorge on cookies, Troop 6,000.
You order that online?
You order that online, baby. Yeah.
I like the... The one with the caramel. Is that the Samoa one? I don't know if they changed the name. I don't know what the fucking names are for all these.
I think Samoa. Yeah. They have the S'mores one, which came out. That's pretty recent. That one's delicious. You put that in the microwave for like 10 seconds. Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
Delish.
Well, that's good. I like the... Oh, yeah. I'm looking at these now. Oh, they have all sorts of... The shortbread ones. Oh, the Caramel Delights. Or they're Samoas. Yeah, same name. But those always... You know, made the blood flow.
They have a gluten-free one, so.
Ooh.
Know.
Well, yeah. Good shit.
Yeah. So, anything else you want to talk about with the Super Bowl, or should we move on to more content from our content?
I honestly wish I paid attention to any of the commercials. I do remember the McConaughey one, but I don't remember anything sticking out. I actually don't like Super Bowl commercials. I think it makes me mad that they're all just filled with celebrities, and it's dude, like, what are you doing? Like, well, how much is enough for you guys? Like, fucking get out of here.
I think it's also always, like, unexpected celebrities at times where it's like, oh, we haven't heard from this person in a very long time. Like, Jason Alexander, I mean, love him, right? Love Seinfeld. He was in, like, a Tide commercial. So,
yeah.
I think, and, you know, John Travolta and his daughter were in a commercial for, like, some sort of grass-growing garden thing, and it's like, okay, yeah, sure, put John Travolta dancing in a commercial. I don't know.
I guess I don't totally blame them, because these fucking ad agencies are like, hey, do you want to do one day of work for like $3 million?
Right.
You know?
And yeah, boost your brand.
Yeah. So whatever. That was it for the Super Bowl.
Our friend Matt Richards was in a Super Bowl commercial. He got cut out of it, unfortunately. He was in the one with Big Bird and DoorDash.
When it came on, I go, oh, my buddy's in this commercial.
Me too.
And then it never
it ended.
Happened. Yeah.
I know. That's gotta suck to film. I mean, I'm sure, you know, he at least got paid, but and I know there is a longer version online I saw, but so shout out to you, Matt Richards.
Yeah,
we're proud of you.
Great job, dude. You're crushing it.
The big thing I had a problem with was the Uber Eats commercial, the Wayne's World one with Cardi B. The whole thing is like, eat local. And it's like, okay, the only thing you can do is eat local and order from local restaurants, right? No one can order from a restaurant in like a different state. But like the problem with Uber Eats is they don't pay their people living wages. So it's like by being like, eat local, they're trying to be like, we're the small guys. But really, you should just be ordering directly from the restaurant, because Uber Eats takes such a large percentage and doesn't pay their employees. So I felt very disingenuous. I don't know.
I was also just distracted by how old the guys looked, and especially old Wayne there. I was like, is this a natural age progression, or is this like tucks and pullbacks and all that shit? You know, I'm not trying to make fun of anyone's looks. We all got our...
But if we are going to make fun of anyone's looks, it should be men, to be honest. So
yeah, I mean, you know, cancel men, baby. 2021.
you sound awful.
I watched a movie this week. I'm done with the Super
Talk
Bowl.
Talk to me.
I watched.
Yeah, we're done with the Super Bowl.
I watched a movie called The Kid Detective. Have you heard of it?
The Kid Detective? No. Is this a Disney Channel original?
No, I know. It makes it sound like it's like a kid movie, but it's not really. Starring Adam Brody, my boy. The great Adam Brody. He's great.
Oh, boy.
I actually think you'd like the movie.
Is it newish?
Yeah, it just came out. I feel bad for
only interested in 90s thrillers.
It is kind of like a mystery, kind of a noir, if you will.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. And it's
who
like
else is in it?
Kind of funny, kind of that's really it. I don't know. It's kind of like an independent.
He's the only
movie.
Person in it.
He's the lead, cool. And I don't know the rest of the
it's
people.
It's a one
are.
Man show.
He's by himself.
Yeah.
So I thought it was good. I rented it for a couple bucks. I think it was $3.99. It was a big night.
Ooh.
Big night. I know. I think it's because it never really made it to the movies, so it's one of those ones where it's a little more expensive.
Yeah, everything's just being dropped online. which is exciting, but also everyone's just desperate for movie theaters to open. Because I feel like there's so many fun movies coming out that it's like, oh, I would love to watch this in a theater with other people.
I feel like so people are just going to fucking things. Go ham this summer. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm scared. I'm scared.
It's going to be wild, I think, and I don't know. So,
but we're not going to be used to socializing, so it is going to take a while to get used to like the emotional and like mental energy it takes to be around people, because I think we're so used to not being around people that when we finally have like parties, it's going to be like, I got to go home and lie down. Like, I'm not used to this.
I think it's going to be
like in...
Yeah, it's going to be like start slow. You're going to like go somewhere and be like, kind of keep your distance. And then after like a couple beers, it's just going to all spill out. And you're going to be like putting someone in a headlock, kissing the top of their head. It's going to get weird, I think.
But, it's going to get real weird.
But I'm ready because this isolation shit is...
I'm losing my mind. Speaking of which, I watched a documentary about the Unabomber. Because, you know, Old Teddy K. I've gone through the cults. You know, I did the whole NXIVM thing. I did a thing about Heaven's Gate. I did a documentary about... the Branch Davidians, you know, and David Koresh and Waco. So I've moved on to, I guess, serial killers. So, the Unabomber, it's on Netflix, I think. It's called Unabomber in His Own Words. And the most interesting thing is, in his own words, his voice is a lot higher. He's a high talker, higher than I thought it would be.
Oh, man.
What do you know about the Unabomber?
Maybe that's why he was so pissed and he started blowing people up.
Well, I'll tell you why he was pissed.
Okay,
but,
wait. Let me just try to pull my knowledge of the Unabomber. The Unabomber was Ted Kaczynski, right?
Yeah.
So he was like some MIT guy. He went to MIT. He was a really smart guy, right?
Yeah,
and then
really smart.
And he started like mailing bombs?
Yeah, he...
That's all I got.
Okay, not bad. So, you know, let's just be very clear. A terrorist, an American domestic terrorist. Yeah.
He was an adjunct professor at MIT. You know, I don't know.
He was educated at Harvard, and he also, he got his PhD at University of Michigan.
Ooh.
And he actually lived in the same dorm that I lived in. So... the residential college in East Quad. We both were there. So that's exciting. Basically real smart guy and kind of definitely an incel vibe of like hating women, being insecure about talking to them. He like had some weird experiments done to him in college, but like moved to Montana and lived very much like a hermit. And, you know, this whole thing took, it was 17 years of him sending bombs.
Really?
And the FBI being like, we have no idea. Yes, it was 17 years.
So who's he sending the bombs to?
So he's sending them to scientists, a lot of scientists. Three people were killed, 23 injured. But he is mailing them to scientists, researchers, therapists, all kind of people in academia, because he considers himself almost like an eco-terrorist. He thinks that technology is awful. We shouldn't use computers. And so he's kind of, you know, genetic modification, gene therapy, it's bad. So he's like mailing bombs to people who are doing advances in science and technology to be like, yeah, like, listen to me, you know, this is how I get my point across. He wrote a huge manifesto that some newspapers published because he threatened to kill people if they didn't publish his manifesto. So in it, he's like, listen, no one would listen to me if I wasn't killing people. Or it's like, Ted, I really don't think that that's what you have to do. But the FBI, he kept on taunting them. And then in this interview or in this documentary, there's all these interviews with FBI people. And they're like, yeah, we had no idea what we were doing. It was really hard. The pressure kept on mounting.
Was he killing people that he knew? Or just like he would find people that he thought were
doing
stuff?
He would find lists. He had lists. It's like, oh, this person worked for ExxonMobil in their ad, doing ads for ExxonMobil. And he would mail them a bomb.
Damn.
But it's wild that it was like 17 years and people... we're like, we're scared of the mail, which makes a lot of sense. But, you know, he very much like just like went to the library, built bombs in this like 11 by 10 little shack with no running water. And then all these interviews with his former neighbors were like, yeah, Ted was weird. And then this woman in her 30s and she's like, yeah, my next door neighbor was a Unabomber and he pulled a gun on me when I was 4. We just thought he was this weird guy who lived in the woods. So...
wait, so how'd they catch him?
Pretty wild stuff. Oh, man.
But they gave him the, he's dead, right? They gave him the, like, electric chair?
He is still alive.
What?
He is, yeah, the whole thing is he got life in prison without possibility of parole. His defense attorneys wanted to argue he was insane, but he was like, no, you can't say I'm insane because that undermines my entire mission of, like, doing this. This is my life's purpose, is to get attention for, you know, anti-technology. So you can't call me crazy. So life without prison, his brother's wife, so his sister-in-law, honestly, it's always a woman, was like, hey, this manifesto that's in this newspaper, this kind of sounds like your brother. And
holy
his brother was, his brother was like, ah, this couldn't be Ted. His brother's name is David. David's like, this couldn't be Ted. And David's wife was like, yeah, I think this really sounds like Ted's writing. And did enough, you know,
classic
samples, compared them, and
classic woman just ruining everyone's fun.
I know, being like, I don't know, you're crazy. She's like, call my woman's intuition, but your brother's the Unabomber.
And then what's the deal with the Unabomber? That's that's the sketch where he's wearing glasses and a hood.
The aviator,
yeah,
and the hoodie. And Unabomber stands for, because he was sending things to airlines and universities. So UN, so universities, and then A is airlines. That's where you get Unabomber.
I never even fucking thought what Unabomber actually meant.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, and again, this is not a true crime podcast because we don't care enough to research. But I recommend watching it. I thought it was interesting.
Do you think when they give tours of University of Michigan, they'll be like, all right, this is where the Unabomber lived, and also the person who created the improv team on school.
Ooh, yeah, improfessionals and job. Good morning. Well, it's like at the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens, there's like a pathway where there's like bricks and people like donate money. And,
yeah,
you know, you get your name written on a brick. And I was there a couple of months ago and I was like, oh, there's a Woody Allen brick. Oh, there's an Alan Dershowitz brick. And it's like, guys, maybe we can take out some of these bricks. So, yeah, some people, it's more infamous. So, yeah.
I got a recommendation. Did you ever see the documentary Evil Genius on Netflix?
Oh, I think I'm too scared to watch that. Oh, tell me what that's about.
It's great. It's a real story about, there was like a pizza delivery guy who went into, I think it was in the late 90s, early 2000s. He went into a bank and he was like, I have a bomb strapped around my chest.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have to give me all this money. And then he went outside and the bomb like went off. And then they're trying to figure out if like he was put up to it, like someone put the bomb on him, because he was like, I didn't do this, and the bomb explodes. It's fucking crazy. It's really like a tragic story, and it's really interesting though. It's on Netflix, or it was.
Didn't they make a comedy movie about that then?
Yeah,
called like 30 Minutes or Less or something.
It felt in bad taste, especially if you watch the Netflix documentary, you'd be like, why, this is not funny.
Yes.
But
30
yeah.
Minutes or Less with Danny McBride and Jesse Eisenberg. I think it was
based
I think
on
it
that.
Was based on that.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Is right.
Yeah.
But I actually want to watch the I'm into some good cult stuff. I need to watch the other one you were talking about. What's the first thing you said?
The Ted Kaczynski?
No. Yeah, but before that, you were saying Heaven's Gate.
Oh,
not that one.
Heaven's Gate, Nexium.
Nexium.
There's a couple on Nexium. And then David Koresh.
Yeah, I like the Waco one's crazy,
Davidian.
Too. I mean, I watched the Waco miniseries, I think, is on Netflix. That was good.
You know, David Koresh was quite a musician. He's not on Spotify, though. I looked. But, you know, all these people, very, very charming. I feel like there should be way more female cult leaders.
Well,
because I think men just start cults to have sex with people.
Yeah, it's always about sex. It's always like, because they always make rules about sex too. They're like,
mm-hmm.
no having sex with anybody, and then
mm-hmm.
they're banging all the babes, you know.
Yeah.
And it's always about that. So why doesn't a woman start a cult?
I implore women to start cults.
Take a little initiative, ladies. It's 2021.
Yeah.
Women
Hello?
Can start
Lean
cults
in.
Too. Lean in,
please,
and
please
start banging a bunch of guys and
mm-hmm.
telling them to drink Kool-Aid and shit.
Yeah, please
do it.
Do it. All right. So we are moving on to our food. What are we calling this?
Hot stove. Did you make anything this weekend or this week?
Oh, popcorn.
You made
popcorn? You know, popcorn. You ever pop popcorn on the stove? You ever
like,
do that?
Like the kind you used to get from Blockbuster Video and you would it'd be like in that tin
no.
thing?
No. Like taking kernels, putting olive oil in a pot. waiting for it to get hot, pouring in kernels, and then it pops. And then you season it with, like, everything bagel seasoning from Trader Joe's and some salt, and it's delish. Have you ever done
that? I've never done that before.
You only do bag microwave?
It sounds
microwave.
Good. It sounds good.
It's, you know, delicious.
I'm like, a little out on popcorn because I always get...
Let me guess.
Yeah, you can guess.
It gets stuck in your teeth, and a little shard will get lodged into your gums, and you'll bleed out. It'll drive you crazy.
Pretty close. The shard always gets caught in my throat, and then I spend the whole time get caught in my fucking throat, and then I can't like fucking live. I'm like, oh, this popcorn is a thing in my throat, and other people are always like, what? And I just,
it's like a cat with a hairball, right?
I'm doing that thing. So I'm always like, this is great. I love popcorn. And then that happens every time. So it's kind of turned me.
Do you think it's that you shovel so much in your mouth at one
Have I ever showed you how I eat popcorn?
No. Is it with by the fist?
Yeah, it's by the fist, but I create like a little funnel system. So if you can't see me right now, but I basically take a handful of popcorn. I'll do this for the Instagram. I'll put it on our Instagram.
Oh, please,
how I eat popcorn. And then I let it all run down my hand into my mouth, and I just chomp, 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 chomp. But like, my pinky is closest to my mouth. My thumb is up, and I just let it funnel through. Chomp, 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 chomp. And
so
then
what
I get
if you picked?
Yeah.
What if you picked up a piece at a time, like a normal human? Do you think that it would?
I don't even know what to do. Like, my body would just reject it. So you do one piece at a time, or like two or three?
I do like one and then maybe two, you know, because I'm trying to savor it, because I'm someone who, when we could go to movie theaters, I would just eat so much popcorn during the trailers, and then I'd get so mad with myself
that
I had almost none left.
No, I put it through the wood chipper. I'm just a wood chipper, you know? And then I'm like, oh, that was good. It's very wild, but that's the way I enjoy popcorn.
Yeah, I bet it's disgusting to watch. What about you? What have you been cooking our hot stove segment?
You know, back to the... I'm still trying to figure out how to use the broiler in this place.
I don't... Yeah, we've talked about this before. If anyone can email us, javagoodmorning@gmail.com. What's a broiler? What does it do?
I think I'm just going to...
How does it work?
Fuck the broiler. I'm going to buy a air fryer. I made...
Don't do that.
Chicken sausage, which, by the way, chicken sausage... I mean, it's like... I'm trying to be like slightly healthier by not just eating a straight sausage. So I got chicken sausage, and it's like, what
is
are we
that
doing?
Healthy?
What are we doing? No, probably not. It's probably all fake shit. But it's like, you know, chicken's a little easier on my stomach and versus the but dude, you know, and then it just tries to be a sausage. It like almost tastes like a sausage, but it's not quite a sausage. So
do you put it in a bun? Is that what you do?
I made it with peppers and onions, and then some mustard, and you eat it like a hot dog,
Any sides? You have any, like a pickle or what?
I do love a good pickle. I don't know if I had a pickle with it, but I had a side salad. I've been trying to eat more greens.
There's nothing sadder than a side salad at a restaurant. It's always four pieces of iceberg lettuce, a shredded carrot, and maybe a cucumber. So sad.
Dude, I was thinking recently about when I used to go to the Outback, like in college. You ever go to the Outback?
Steakhouse? Great. I've never once set foot
in it. It's a pretty good chain restaurant. Like, it's a little... It's higher than... you know, look, I know you're a big fancy city girl, but I'm in the suburbs now, okay?
Hey.
So you got to find this shit where you can get it.
I famously made a reservation when you and I met up at Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not that fancy.
That was the first time I've ever been to one, Buffalo Wild Wings.
B-dub-dubs, as we call it?
By Barclays, right?
I feel like you would have been born inside of one.
Feel like growing up, they didn't really have them around me. Now they do. Now they're everywhere. But I feel like they kind of were on a slow rise, and then they exploded.
Do you think boneless wings are cheating?
No, I like boneless wings. I don't get mad when people do. Like, I think you should eat what you want, okay?
It's like Apple Jacks. We eat what we like, Mom. Remember those commercials?
No, I was playing
Apple Jacks cereal? You watch these. They were like right with like when Sunny D was big. It was like, these don't even taste like apples. And kids are like, we eat what we like, Mom.
That was like a whole era where kids were just like telling their parents to fuck off.
To fuck off. It's like, buy me more sugar. Fuck off, Mom.
They're like, shut up, Dad. You're so fat. Go back to work. I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah. It was like, more emotional labor for you, Mom. Fuck off. Yeah, those are, the 90s were the best.
They were really good. Yeah, you could just like tell the older characters on TV that they sucked, but you know.
And speaking of which, Mom, if you're listening, I do appreciate all of the emotional labor you did, you know, working part-time while raising three children. So,
and the physical labor, actually.
Physical labor as well.
Delivery, yeah. All that stuff.
Oh, yeah, labor and delivery. I was 10 days late and I weighed 9 pounds, 1 ounce.
Really? Old really? Nine pounder. I was in the eight range.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Small boy.
Little boy. A 9 pounder. Were you the heaviest one in your family? Yes. Really?
Yeah.
Was your picture in the newspaper?
It was not in the newspaper. I was also born in Portland, Oregon. So,
really?
Yeah, a bit of a hipster baby. So it was like I was that fat of a baby before it was cool. It's kind of.
Were your parents living in Oregon?
No. Of course they were. They weren't there on a road trip. And then they're like, oh, shit, my water broke.
I thought your dad was doing doctor shit in Oregon. I don't fucking know.
He was. He was doing doctor shit in Oregon for a couple of years, and then we moved back to Ann Arbor. So my brother and I were born in Portland, which, in case you're wondering, is often a security question for passwords. So I really shouldn't have said this.
Wow. What about what's the name of your first pet?
Ooh, can't get into that because, again,
I feel like you didn't have any pets.
That's not true. We only had rescue dogs. No, we had dogs that my mother adopted when they were 5 or 6 years old. They lived very happy lives for 5 years, and then they died. So we had Roy, we had Wally, we had Jenny and Stella. These are all old dogs. And we had guinea pigs. We had a guinea pig named Speedy, who we thought ran away, but it turned out my mom opened the door because she didn't want to. She was, like, sick of the guinea pig, and she let this guinea pig run away.
Damn.
She purposely let the guinea pig run away. And then a couple weeks later, she was done with it. She's like, this thing smells. The kids don't clean the cage. And then a couple weeks later, a little kid knocks on her door and my mom answers and he goes, did you lose a guinea pig? And found our guinea pig.
Oh my
and my
God.
Mom was like, no. So.
Yeah. If I was your mom, I would have been like, no, this isn't ours. Bye. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
sorry. You have the wrong house.
You have the wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guinea pigs are awful. Did you have pets?
We got a dog when I was a little older. It was kind of like my sister, like, really drove that when she was in middle school. So she was like, I never felt like a strong connection to the dog, but you know.
Yeah. And you're a man, I feel like, who needs to have a connection with the dog. Otherwise you're like, that dog's fine. But I feel like you're kind of a golden retriever of a man.
Yes.
And so you kind of need that, like, you know, that connection with the dog. Otherwise you're like, it's her dog, it's not my dog.
Yeah. And I always talk to dogs, like, I'm always like, hey, there he is. Like, I just kind of do that thing.
Yeah,
like, I'm
like
that's how I talk to babies too, though. I feel like little kids really appreciate you talking to them like they're adults.
Yeah, like, hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Do you got a little deuce in your pants? Oh, cool. You know?
I taught my nephew when he was 3. I taught him small talk.
Oh.
I was like, it's really important to know small talk. So he got really into it. So he would call me and I'd be like, so how was your day? I was like, how's work? And he would make up, you know, how his work was. And he would ask me how my job was. And then I'd be like, you know, we really got to talk about the weather. So I think it's important to teach kids these kind of skills that will help them get jobs on LinkedIn.
Yeah, like in high school, they don't teach you how to, like, you know, write a check. They should teach you all this stuff, right? Like, how to do this. By the way, I'm on LinkedIn. I don't know what the fuck's going on that website.
Oh, get off of LinkedIn.
I know.
Dude.
I just got in it because, you know, people are always like, oh, you should do this. So I'm on there, but I don't do anything.
No, people get always off. And you'll never get more emails than from LinkedIn.
They tell me every week. They're like, you appeared in 30 searches, or like, so you a bunch of people looked at your profile, and I've never had one person reach out via LinkedIn.
No, I've never gotten a job on LinkedIn. It's garbage. And that actually is the end of our hot stove segment.
we're on the cool stove now. This is LinkedIn is on
cool
the cool stove. Yeah.
Cool stove. We are gonna play a game now. Are you ready?
You made up a game, right? Because I didn't make one up.
I did.
Okay.
Oh no, I made a game for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, you know, I had to theme it a little bit because of the Super Bowl. So this game is called Football Player or Soap Opera Actor. And I'm going to give you a name of a man. And you're going to tell me, is this a football player or is this a soap opera actor?
Can I ask any questions before we start? Is this a current football player or just anyone who's ever played football?
Anyone who's ever played football.
In the NFL, though.
In the NFL.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Yeah. And then these are all American soap operas.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. Let's go in. David Canary, football player or soap opera actor?
David Canary. Ooh, it sounds like some. If he's a football player, I feel like he's like a center. But I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go soap opera actor.
Ding ding, you are correct. Yes. David Canary played Adam Chandler on All My Children.
Wow, nice, Chan Man.
Wow. Okay, next up we have Forbes March. Forbes March, football player or soap opera actor?
I mean, what kind of Forbes March?
Forbes March.
This sound like I'm just gonna Forbes March could be like a defensive end or something. I'll go football player.
I am sorry, he's a soap opera.
You know, the
actor.
Only reason I guessed that because I was like, oh, you're gonna go every other. So that's why I did that.
You think I'm dumb?
Come on, Mike, use your instincts better.
You're the dumb one.
Forbes March is not a football player. Who the fuck is Forbes March?
I'll tell you, he played Mason Jarvis on As the World Turns.
Damn.
Which is a worse name, Forbes March or Mason Jarvis?
Mason Jarvis is a pretty bad name. Although I do like the name Mason. Is Mason Jarvis, was that the guy who did the artificial heart? Harvick, remember that guy? They used to have those commercials. Guys, I've done too much editing already. This is staying in.
Okay. Well, Forbes March also played Nash Brennan on One Life to Live.
Nash Brennan's a cool name.
Nash Brennan is a football player name. So is Mason Jarvis.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
They sound like football players. Okay. Next up, we have Errol Mann. Now, is this a football player or a soap opera actor?
Errol Mann. I'm going to go that's a football player.
Oh, you're correct. Yes. A kicker for the Detroit Lions from 1969 to 1976.
Oh, okay. Not bad.
Wow. Errol Mann.
All right.
It's a good name. Good name.
One for three.
Yeah. All right. Let's go in. It is Mike Flynn. Now, is this a football player or a soap opera actor?
That was Mike Flynn. The guy who was like Trump's defense secretary or something, Mike Flynn. I think Mike Flynn was a quarterback for the Packers, right? Wasn't that Mike Flynn? He's a football player.
You're correct. He's a football player. He's a center. He went undrafted in 1997, but was signed by the Baltimore Ravens, who released him.
I think I'm thinking of Matt Flynn, maybe. Or maybe actually, no, I think I'm thinking of Phil Collins. That's who I'm thinking of.
You're thinking of Genesis. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, Phil Collins played for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yes. Okay, now we have Taquan Richmond. Taquan Richmond, football player or soap opera actor?
I got it. I think that's a football player.
No, that's a soap opera actor. He played T.J. Ashford on General Hospital.
Damn it. Yep. God damn it. Fuck.
I will edit this.
No, it's okay. I fucking suck at this game. I'm okay, but I'm straight guessing, man. This is hard.
Yeah. Well, that's the point. You know, I want you to be humiliated when you play these games. I want you to get more wrong than right.
I think that's
okay. We got two more. We got Duke Calhoun. Duke Calhoun. Football player?
Yeah. Duke Calhoun. Soap opera? Duke Calhoun, I think, is like a defensive back. I'm going to say football player.
You're correct. Wide receiver, New York Giants, 2010.
Wide receiver. Okay. All right. I feel like I recognize that name, so. Okay.
All right. And the last one is Josh Madden. Josh Madden.
I mean, Josh Madden is some dude who was in like an off-Broadway play. And, you know, he started working out. He got maybe on Broadway. And then he's just, boom, on TV every day reciting these great monologues. That is a soap opera actor.
So you're wrong because it's a trick question.
Did you combine two names? Or is it both?
Josh Madden is the character that Colin Egglesfield played in All My Children. Whoa!
Do you think this is fair to do to someone who's hungover? Well, I don't even know what you just said. My brain just exploded.
I don't know what I said either. I don't know. I said Colin Egglesfield. I don't even know what I said.
Oh, good Lord. I can't handle
this
game.
I just thought that, you know, Madden, that you would get confused with your little tiny brain and you would think that it was football.
I'm like, John Madden, he was in football. Yeah. That's actually not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad, you know, because I feel like all I want to do is make you feel embarrassed. So, yeah.
Well, I get embarrassed about a lot of things, but this segment might not be one of them. It might be, though. I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows? So that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you guys for listening. As always, email us, javagoodmorning@gmail.com. We love our listeners, our Jehovah's Witnesses. And
I'm going to try. I'm just putting this out there right now. I'm going to have a great hot stove next week. I'm going to make some really nice meatballs this week. Ooh. All right, meatballs. So I will come back and inform you how the meatballs went.
And I might make basmati rice. We'll see what happens.
And if you go to our Instagram page at Java Good Morning, I will post a video at some point this week about me, how I eat popcorn, and you guys can give it a rating or something.
Yeah, yeah. Let me know or if you can I'm report like a, it.
Let me know if I'm the next Unabomber because.
Okay, bye guys.
All right, bye bye. Thank you.